Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a person's faith is not judged by what he says about it, but by what he does about it. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study once more, and we always, when we go to the Word of God, learn more about God's will. We do appreciate your listening to Bible meditations, and we hope that we contribute to your knowledge of the Word of God. All right, we return now to our study. We've been looking at what the Bible says about the matter of faith healing. There's a great deal of controversy in our world today in regard to whether or not a person is able to perform a miracle by the power of God. They always tell us, by the power of God, is that still something that is done in our world today? Well, we need to answer that, and we need to answer it by the Word of God. What does the Bible say? Is that power still available, and are miracles still performed? We're being told that we ought to expect a miracle every day, that miracles are happening all around us. Well, first of all, I fear that they do not understand what a miracle is. A miracle is not just something about natural law that surprises us, but rather is the intervention of a law that is greater than natural law. And so when we talk to you about a miracle, we're not talking about the birth of a child according to natural law. We're talking about something that is beyond that natural law as God intervenes in the affairs of men. No one questions whether or not, at least most people would not, question whether or not the Lord performed miracles when he was here upon the earth. But the question is, are those miracles still being performed today? Frequently, people look at Hebrews 13 and verse 8, which says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so they tell us if the Lord performed miracles yesterday, then he performs miracles today. What they have overlooked is the fact that the same passage says he'll do that forever. If that's what he's saying, is that miracles were performed and are being performed, then it also means miracles of healing and so forth will be performed in eternity. Now, does anyone really believe that there will be a need for the miraculous in heaven? I remember reading in Revelation 21 and verse 4 that in heaven there would be no pain, no sorrow, no sadness. Any need for a miracle? No, no need for the miraculous. And so the idea of the Lord performing miracles in eternity is contrary to what the Bible says. And yet it's the conclusion that must be reached if we follow that idea of reasoning that we're hearing people use. Certainly the Lord is of the same nature today and always. He indeed has the same, kind of characteristics that he has always had. And that will not change. But that doesn't mean that he still uses the miraculous for our present day, as we have already demonstrated. Well, in order to get this clear in our mind, let's look at a passage that frequently people misuse in regard to the miracles. If you have your Bible handy, turn to the 16th chapter of the book of Mark. And of course, you hear frequently those of us who are from the churches of Christ of the area quoting, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." That's in verse 16 of this particular chapter. But I'm accused of sometimes not believing the rest of the passage. Well, I suggest to you, I'm not afraid of the rest of that passage. In fact, as we look at the passage, the person who wants to let loose of it and is afraid of it is the man who looks at the implication that is involved in that passage in regard to miracles even today. As we have our Bibles open, look at verse 14. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11, that is, Christ appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat, and he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now mark this down. The apostles were upbraided for their unbelief. But the Lord turns to the apostles and says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Then look at verse 17. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now remember, in context, verse 14, the 11 apostles were being rebuked because of their unbelief. Now in verse 17, he tells these same people, you will have these signs follow you if you believe. He's not talking about everybody in the world who is a believer. He's talking about the 11 apostles. And he says, these signs will follow you 11 apostles if you believe. Now, look at the signs. In verse 17, he says, in my name shall they cast out devils. Mark that down. Number one, part of the miraculous that accompanied the apostles, casting out devils. All right, number two, they shall speak with new tongues. That's the second one of the miraculous things that would accompany the apostles who believed. Then in verse 18, they shall take up serpents. All right, the taking up of snakes without being hurt by them is indicated. That's the third of the miraculous things. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They could take a poison and not be hurt by it, because that's one of the miraculous gifts that accompanied the apostles as they went about preaching. And then the fifth thing, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Again, he's talking to the apostles. It's interesting to note that there are five miraculous gifts that are assigned in these verses, assigned to the ones who believe, that is, the apostles who believe. Now, in order to get this clear in our mind, let me suggest to you that you drop down now to verse 20 and notice, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Who are the them? Well, that's the people he talked to in verse 14. He upbraided for their unbelief and said, if you believe, these miracles will follow you. And verse 20 says, they did that. The miracles followed them. And the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word with signs following. Now, it becomes quite obvious that these miracles that are mentioned here are miracles that were assigned to the apostles. This is what they were able to do. If you want a verse that talks about us performing miracles today, you don't want those verses, because those verses tell us that the apostles, carrying out the mission Jesus gave them to do, were to have these five signs go with them, accompany them, as they went about preaching. And then again, remember in verse 20, the Bible says, These signs did accompany them as they went about preaching the word of God. Well, tomorrow we'll look at these signs and notice what the Bible says about that. We appreciate your studying with us and remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.